Labor and Commerce will now come to order. It's 3:20 on February 13th. With us, we have Representative Thompson, Johnson, Holmes, and Olson. Might have one more join us, but we have two people back in Washington, D.C. on state business. Miller, did I forget Miller? Are you here? Whoops.
It's okay.
I'm sure we have a way of correcting that. But
honestly.
Let the record reflect we do have a quorum to conduct business. I request that you turn off your cell phones and BlackBerries, not just mute them. One item on the calendar today, House Bill 274, Unfair Trade Practices. With us to present this bill is Representative Holmes and her able sidekick, James Waldo.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just going to...
That's an official name.
There you go. James R.
You want to do it from up here?
Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I'm just going to say one or two sentences, and I'm going to pass it over to James Waldo to walk us through the bill.
We know how that works.
Done that a time or two. Mr. Chairman, Lindsay Holmes, representative from House District 26, and
what,
co-prime.
Commerce?
Thank you, Chairman. Good to be here. And I'm co-priming this with you, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, that's right.
So... House Bill 274, and if James can, with your permission, join us while I'm doing this, it's going to be fast. Mr. Chairman, this House Bill 274 is a consumer protection bill that clears up a potential ambiguity in Alaska's Consumer Protection Act to clarify that the state can step in and protect Alaskan consumers when the federal government's not acting. We want to be really clear that the state and its citizens are not left without remedies because of a misapplication of what is a so-called safe harbor provision in our consumer protection laws. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I will turn it over to Mr. Waldo to walk us through the bill.
Mr. Waldo, welcome back. Please state your name and affiliation for the record, and you've got our undivided attention as long as you need it.
Thank you, Chair Olson. And again, my name is James R. Waldo, Staff Representative Lindsay Holmes from District 26 in Anchorage. I think Representative Holmes did an excellent job of summing up what this bill does. At its heart, it really is about saying that Alaska's state consumer protection law should be able and is able to protect Alaska, the state, and its citizens when the federal government is unable or disinterested in enforcing laws that sort of overlap with state consumer protection law. Basically, what this bill does is removes an exemption for federal law that we have in our Consumer Protection Act. Right now, our Consumer Protection Act has an exemption that says if the conduct we're talking about is covered by another state law or by a federal law or regulation, you can't bring an action from the Consumer Protection Act. However, the trick is this works really well with state law because the legislature and the governor are in control of state law. And if you want to change it, you can. If you want to ramp up enforcement or scale it back, that's all perfectly within your control. However, when it comes to federal regulation or prohibition of certain conduct, the state certainly has less control. Sometimes there's a federal preemption in place, which is when the federal government says that they're going to take care of this and they're going to be the ones to handle it, and then the state's hands are tied. We really can't do much. But in other cases, the federal government may have a law or regulation that deals with certain conduct, and the feds may leave it up to the states to enforce or take care of that sort of conduct. Well, the problem comes in when you're in that gray area where the feds sort of have an interest in it, haven't preempted the state, but they're not going to take action, and somebody's engaged in this bad conduct. Well, we want to make it very clear that the state is willing and able to go forward and take care of it. And right now, the way this exemption is written in the law, it's a little unclear. And a federal judge has not ruled, but has certainly started to hint or talk about the fact that perhaps this exemption might apply in certain cases. So the real trick here is the way to fix this problem is we just take out the exemption for federal law. The places where the feds are going to preempt us, well, they're going to do that, and unfortunately there's not much the state can do about it. The places where state law applies, the exemption's still in place. So if you have some sort of troubling conduct coming from an insurance company, well, we can just kick it over to the experts in the Division of Insurance. They're the ones who will take care of it. But in these gray areas where you want to make sure the state has the right and ability to enforce the state's Consumer Protection Act, they will have it very clearly and very unequivocally. Now, just as sort of a closing comment, although there's a case, you know, before a federal judge right now has not made a decision, as I understand it, and Ed Stiffen can speak to this more, Ed from the Department of Law, it's the state's position still that even with the exemption as it stands, the state has the right to move forward when there's no other remedy available on these certain actions. This bill would just make it even more clear that that's the case and the state has this right. And with that, if you have any questions, I would be happy to answer them. Or, again, Ed Sniffen is the real expert on all of this, and he can answer them to your heart's content.
Well, we'll start out with James. Any questions for James? I'd like the record to reflect we've been joined by Representative Thompson several minutes ago. Just want to interrupt your train of thought at that point in time. Any questions for James? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's no reflection on the bill, but I'm wondering what happens if we take out on page 1, line 6, or regulation and just leave statute, because I'm not terribly happy with regulations these days.
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, take out regulation as a whole so that other state regulations that might govern conduct.
Nope, it says by statute or regulation, just remove regulations and say statute.
I think that would certainly be an excellent question for Ed Sniffen as far as what that might do. My guess, Mr. Vice Chair, and this is my guess as a layman, I'm not an attorney, would be that could create some difficulty in these situations where we've already created state laws, like with the Division of Insurance, and we want those laws and regulations to govern that conduct rather than the Consumer Protection Act. Because, you know, again, the Division of Insurance is always the right place to go to for your insurance-related business, and they're the experts. And to make Ed Sniffen have to enforce consumer protection law on an insurance company rather than having the Division of Insurance, who is already in the know about what's going on over there, might create some difficulties.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, if I might. And I'm only halfway teasing. I think if the regulations adhere to our intent on the statutes, I'm perfectly fine with them. They don't always. Mm. And that is the concern that I have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, this is purely speculation on my part, but I believe that my vice chair was probably referring to a different agency or organization. But
everyone, Mr. Chairman, I am not happy with regulations anywhere at this point today.
Any further questions for James? Thanks again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members
Mr.
of the
Stephen, would you care to join us? I think you bus because you flew down from Anchorage.
Yes, just this morning.
Welcome back.
Yes, thank you. For the record, my name is Ed Sniffen, Assistant Attorney General with the Department of Law in Anchorage, and my duties include enforcement of our Consumer Protection Act. And we do have some experience with this bill. And first, let me thank you for taking the opportunity to hear this bill. It's an important one for our office for all the reasons Mr. Waldo explained. To conceptualize this very simply, our Consumer Protection Act covers a lot of conduct, and we are doing our best to enforce the act against wrongdoers, whether they be in Alaska or outside of Alaska. And this provision that we're amending through this bill, or attempting to amend through this bill, deals with conduct that is regulated and prohibited by either a state law or a federal law. And as Mr. Waldo explained, when there is a federal statute or regulation that regulates a certain type of conduct, it's off limits to us. And it doesn't matter whether the feds decide they're going to take action to enforce that or not. It's just off limits to us. We can't do that. And so this would remove, of course, the reference to federal law in the exemption statute. So if it's some conduct that's regulated and prohibited by state law, it would still be outside the scope of the Consumer Protection Act. If it's regulated by federal law, though, we can still take action in the case the feds decide not to. And there are a lot of circumstances out there where the feds have recognized the state's authority to enforce certain laws jointly with the federal government. And when the feds decide not to do anything, it becomes difficult for us because of this language in our exemption statute. So this would really enforce our, excuse me, it would strengthen our statute. It would give us, you know, another tool in our arsenal to go after, you know, the bad guys and take action where we think we need one, and would not leave the state without a remedy. So we're definitely in support of this bill, and we encourage your support as well. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions the committee has.
Representative Johnson, beat you to it.
Thank you, Mr.
I know what you're going to ask.
Maybe. On the same question about the regulations versus statute, and okay, so you've won me over, we can have regulations. But what if we had statute and regulation? So that if in a situation where the regulation was counter to the statute, which we rarely see, but when we do see it, it's, I'm sorry you're here on my crusade day. Of all the people.
I should have been here earlier.
I'm as sorry as he is.
Of all the people. So just can you address that for me, and I'll get off my crusade here in a second.
Yes, Representative Johnson, through the chair. And in response to your question to Mr. Waldo, if you decided to take out regulation, that wouldn't bother me at all. I mean, if there's conduct regulated by the state statute, regardless of a regulation or so, that would certainly broaden the scope of our ability to take action in a number of cases. I know exactly your concern about state regulations. Sometimes they can expand perhaps the scope of the statute a little bit and give agencies maybe a little more authority than the legislature intended, and if that were the case, we wouldn't be able to, you know, enforce something there. My concern is if you made it a statute and regulation, there are a lot of statutes that don't have specific you know, regulations adopted to interpret or enforce them, so there may be some issues with those statutes. If we have a statute that stands on its own without a regulation, you know, that should be something that if the legislature wants another agency to deal with, that we shouldn't be allowed to deal with. I think if you combine them, it would restrict us a little bit. If you remove regulation, I think it would certainly expand our authority. We would have a lot more discretion, I think, to take action in certain areas. But I think if you combine them, that would actually restrict, I think, our ability to do some things. But I appreciate the question.
Let me.
So, you, Mr. Chairman.
As it stands, you have the ability to have oversight over virtually any state agency or division at this point in time.
Mr. Chairman.
As respects certain types of activity.
Mr. Chairman, if conduct is regulated by a statute, for example, the Division of Insurance, Division of Occupational Licensing, there are a number of agencies that have statutes or regulations that specifically make certain conduct illegal, and they have remedies in their statutes or regulations for that, and they can take action against violators, they can issue fines, they can issue injunctive relief, do a lot of things. For those agencies who have that authority under statute or regulation, we do not have the jurisdiction to enforce that same conduct. We have to leave it to that state agency to do that.
Even perhaps if they're exceeding the scope of their authority?
Mr. Chairman, that question is would have to be decided, I think, first. And if there was a case where, you know, a court ruled that a regulation, you know, wasn't authorized by statute, so it didn't give the agency the authority to do something in particular, and if that was the regulation that took jurisdiction away from us, then yes, we could.
Representative Johnson, do you have a follow-up on that?
Oh, do I ever. But I mean, I mean, discretion is a better part of valor.
Just checking.
So if I could follow up.
Certainly.
So if the language were to say by statute and regulation, if they exist, which means if there's no regulations, then the statute would take precedent. I mean, your comment was about the regulations existing. So if there are no regulations, and we just said statute and regulations, if one exists, what would that do for you?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, I'd have to think about that. So if we want to require this exemption to apply only in the case of a statute and a regulation that controls the conduct. And if there is no regulation, then if, as long as there's some statutory authority. Off the top of my head, I can't see anything particularly objectionable about that from my perspective. I think our agency would be fine with that. We can deal with the state agencies here in whatever way we need to deal with them. It's really removing the reference to the federal agencies that we really need to do to help and support our efforts.
And I'll be done.
Nope.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate that, and it's the things we can affect that we affect. Mm. And we can affect the federal, as we've heard, but we can affect the state. And it is going to be somewhat of, and crusade is probably a good word, that statutes match regulations, or regulations match statutes. So I'm wondering if we just don't go in a revisor and say statute and regulations if they exist, so that any regulation that is found not to adhere to the statute is to cease the overreach of some agencies, and Mr. Stephen, I will say that you're not one of those, but there are agencies, and I'm sorry you happen to be here today. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'm done.
And through the chair, if I may, Representative Johnson, there may be, to accomplish that same goal, a better way to word this language that I have to think about. Perhaps we could say regular by a statute, or by a regulatory board or agency through its, you know, powers, or there may be some other way than trying to combine the statute and regulation together that would accomplish that same purpose, but I'll certainly give that some thought.
Mr. Chairman, one more. Mr. Chairman, if I thought it was that easy, we'd have done it a long time ago.
thank you, Mr. A statement rather than a question.
Statement rather than a question, yes, but I did want to be recognized. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, I'm done.
Representative Holmes.
I don't have any questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
No, sir.
Thanks again, Mr. Smith. Yes,
thank you.
I think with that, I'll open it up to public testimony. Anybody in the room that would care to testify on this bill? Anybody online at any of the LIOs? Well, with that, we will close out public testimony and bring it back to the committee. Any further committee discussion on this bill?
Ready for amendments?
Sure.
Not at this time.
Friendly or hostile?
We're pretty hostile, but not towards the bill. Thank you, Chairman Nunn. You ready? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With that, I would move House Bill number 274 with individual recommendation, attached, zero physical note, and non-amended. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, the bill will pass out of committee, and we will adjourn at 3:40.